The history of Waseca County may be compared to a patchwork quilt with many different pieces creating a single unique product. Patches are sewn to form a block, and blocks are sewn to create the quilt. In the county, people, places, and events come together to form a whole. People are united into communities through the common bonds of a town site, school, religion, work, ethnic origin, farm cooperatives, or areas of special interest. A community does not need physical boundaries. Communities are the foundation of the county, the source of its personality and uniqueness. Communities serve as a record of the past and a stepping stone to the future. The territory that is now Waseca County was first settled in the 1850s by settlers moving west from homes in eastern states. The first claim laid in the county was by Asa Sutliff in 1854. Joining those from the east were their families and friends, and newcomers to the country, the immigrants. They settled on farms, making sure that the shelter was comfortable and that the land was of the proper proportion of prairie, woodlot, and upland. The Homestead Act of 1862 and railroad land grants encouraged new settlers to immigrate west in the 1860s. Waseca County was the land of promise, as James E. Child told every possible immigrant, foreign and Yankee, in his pamphlet, Waseca County in Minnesota as a Home for Immigrants.
To those who are comfortably settled in good homes, in old and well-established communities, I would say, stay where you are. But to the thousands of young men in the older states and in foreign countries who are dependent upon their own God-given resources for future wealth and eminence, I say, come to Waseca County and start anew in life. Let all the industrious, enterprising, and intelligent of all classes of society, the young man and woman, full of life, hope, and bright anticipations, emigrate to Waseca County. Each quarter section of the thousands of acres of her unoccupied, uncultivated lands needs an actual settler to cultivate the soil and convert the prairie into fields of ripening grain for the supply of the hungry millions of the earth. To the immigrant from monarchical governments, aside from pecuniary considerations, the benefits of a republican form of government offer many inducements. The expenses of government are light. Its protections is extended alike to all classes of citizens. Its rights, immunities, and privileges enjoyed by all, and its highest gifts within the reach of its humblest citizen.
Ambitious families made the journey west, as did single men like Edwin Verplank.
A young man named Tyler and myself went to Wilton in the spring of 1857 and took claims a little southwest of that village. We bought lumber, and with saw, hammer, and hatchet, we made music, while the gophers stood around on their hind feet whistling a chorus of welcome until we completed our structure.
So they came and settled on farms in Blooming Grove, Woodville, Otisco, New Richland, Iosco, St. Mary, Wilton, Byron, Janesville, Alton, Freedom, and Vivian Townships. The farming communities were made of extended families and groups of friends, with the central focus as the elevator, post office, mill, or creamery, where news was gathered and shared. Those who did not come as farmers settled and built the towns. The physical communities of Alma City, Janesville, Mattawan, New Richland, Ockhaman, Otisco, St. Mary's, Waldorf, Waseca, and Wilton all grew and prospered. Some, however, faded with time. The hearts of these communities were the business establishments, schools, and churches. The main street in town, be it called Main, Broadway, State, or by any other name, was the central focus of activities. It was here where the central business district was found. It was here where the people would congregate to gather news and to share stories. The stores brought people together. The businessmen and merchants were a community among themselves, united to create a productive commercial district. Patrons of the stores were bound to the physical community because of the need for provisions and services. In addition to the business community, the unity formed by a school played an important role. The school could have been located within a town, or it could have been a rural school. In either case, the teacher or teachers were brought together with families for a purpose, educating the children. It was in the school setting where many friendships began. It was at school activities where families kept in touch with one another. The migration of settlers from the East was as difficult for them as those who came from Europe. No matter what the reason was which brought them to the open road, it was not a simple task, nor a decision which was made in haste. As Mrs. Maria Heath recalled of the family's move from New York,
"We started from near Waupun, August 31, 1866, Saturday, in a thunderstorm, expecting to camp out and sleep in our wagon nights. Everyone was very kind to us along the way, and many times we accepted the proffered hospitality instead of camping in our wagon. We were 18 days on the road, and it was really an enjoyable trip. But soon after getting into Minnesota soil, we got stuck in mud holes a number of times. The roads tended to make one sick of the country. At one place, near Rochester, Minnesota, wagon, horses, and all were stuck so fast in the mud that we could not get out until aided by 4 or 5 ox teams. It was Saturday afternoon when we arrived at our abode in Freedom. The family then living in it moved out that afternoon, and we moved in. When we awoke Sunday morning in that log hut, all open up to the rafters. Was it any wonder that we were a little homesick? The hut had 2 half windows, one half in each end of the building, and only one door. When the letters that awaited us at Peddler's Grove from the dear old homeland were open, the gloom was lightened a little. Friends there thought we might as well die of disease among friends as to die of homesickness among strangers."
The Heaths came knowing no one and had no ties established here. Others were a little better off, having heard of conditions here from friends or family. In many cases, these groups came as a unit, held together by strong ethnic ties. Many ethnic groups came to Waseca County for as many varied reasons as there were people. Irish, Norwegians, Swedish, and German immigrants settled here as the westward movement was at its height. The March 13, 1861 issue of the Waseca Home Views made note of the migrations.
"Several teams have passed through this place within the last week, and they report more are coming. From every direction comes up to us the sound of marching thousands. Let them come with our soil, our advantages, our climate, and the facts of our past history. We may well say to them, this is the land of promise."
Into this land of promise, each person of each ethnic group brought with them customs and traditions from their European homeland. These customs are what united each group into a community. Groups with the same background settled close to one another to share language and lifestyle. The customs of these groups became a part of the unique personality that is Waseca County. Their influence lends a flavor which is all our own. These groups, as well as people from towns and non-immigrant areas in the county, formed another type of community with religion as the common bond. The church community was, for many, the core of their life. Their friendship and social interests were formed at the church. In the more rural areas, many of their neighbors may have all belonged to the same congregation or parish. The formation of communities was sometimes planned, as in the building of a town, or spontaneous, as in the rural areas. The way a community was formed is not as important as why it was formed. There is always at least one single element which bonds a group together. Many times, this bond is not an interest, but a force. One such force was the coming of the railroad to Waseca County in 1867. The railroad caused towns to grow along its route or move there to connect with the outside world and to join the railroad labor force. The towns of Mattawan, New Richland, Waldorf, and Waseca were platted near the railroad. Janesville and Otisco were moved to be closer to the rails, while Wilton and Occamon did not, and faded. The railroad itself was a community as it drew its labor force from the towns. Life as a railroad employee meant dedication so strong that the bond was not necessarily to other people, workers, but to the line itself. The railroad and other means of transportation allowed the extension of the boundaries of the physical communities. Expanded transportation made longer distance travel easier and more practical, allowing for more people to travel to town, church, and neighbors with greater frequency. In times of war, another community emerged. The dedicated young men were sent to fight for the principles in which the country believed. This community spirit extended far beyond the county boundaries and reached out into the world. Within the communities lie another type of unit in which not all members participate. Recreational activities grew out of the community spirit. Maplewood Park in Waseca contributed to this feeling with their Chautauquas and by being a place for groups of people to enjoy the outdoors, each other's company, and some exciting games. Ball teams grew out of the group units for a little friendly competition. Individual towns boosted their own community interests by hosting various celebrations, which also enticed outsiders to visit them. Communities are the foundation of the county. It takes many parts to create a whole. Without any one of the pieces involved, Waseca County would not be complete. The unity of the county is based on the commitment of communities to that whole. This unity is displayed each year at the county fair. The first Waseca County Fair was held in 1871. It has become a tradition for the residents of the county, a time to come together and share with one another. The pieces, the people, bind together in blocks, communities, to form the quilt, county. which is unique and special and carries a heritage of tradition of which we can all be proud. Waseca County, created on February 27, 1857, has evolved through the changes of progress. The communities surrounding the farms, the towns, the business districts, the schools, ethnic groups, church congregations, workforces, and other special groups now look to the future for continued progress and growth.
It was stated by good judges of land and good writers at the time of the location of the Winnebago Reservation that the Valley of the Le Sueur was the Garden of Minnesota. And that is no less true then than now. Yes, the Valley of the Le Sueur, included in Waseca County, is the Garden of Minnesota, of the world. And Waseca County holds out inducement to farmers, tradesmen, men and women of all industrial avocations and professions in life, equal if not superior to any locality in the great, fair, fertile West.